I don't think it's a surprise. I think it's been coming really with the results the way they have been lately. I think the whole saga over the weekend, I just don't understand how they had a four-hour meeting and he stayed in the job and then a couple of days later he's been sacked. So not sure what happened there. But I think when you're on a run of 9 defeats in 10 games, I think it's hard for any manager to turn around. And I think there's not many managers that would have survived that sort of run.
Yeah, 9 defeats in 10, Ben. In your career, has that happened to you?
Funnily enough, when I was at Notts County as a player, when we had Paul Ince as manager, we lost 10 games on the run then. So I have experienced it before, and it's a hard thing to come out of. You need a drastic change, and usually that means a change of manager because you need a whole new philosophy. The players need to be lifted again, and the fans need to be lifted again. I'm sure there's people looking forward to Saturday now.
Are you surprised, Ben, that that Steve Thompson has left the club as well today?
Yeah, I am surprised. I'm gutted for Tomo because it's sort of an end of an era because he's been a magnificent servant for Blackpool. And it's a shame that he's sort of been lumped in with Alex Ray and Paul Ince and they've done a clean sweep, because I'm not sure that's the way they should have gone. But I am gutted for Tomo because I know how much he loves Blackpool and how much he's done for the players and the club and everything. Everyone loves him at Blackpool. But maybe it's a fresh start for Tomo and he can move onto the managerial ladder. I hope he does do that because he's got a lot to offer still.
So it's now an opportunity for Barry Ferguson. As far as we know on the Blackpool statement, it says he will take training on Thursday. You would be highly expecting him to take the game on Saturday as well, wouldn't you?
You'd be expecting it, but you never know. I think he's had I'm not sure what his relationship's like with Carl, but he's certainly someone that the players will respect because he's achieved a lot. He's a good player. He's always willing to talk to the media after games, whether they win, lose or draw. He makes a lot of sense with what he says. He likes to play football the right way. And I think I can see the players really responding to him. And he's got that charisma. He will demand respect. And I'm sure he's a strong character, so he'll know what he wants. And you need that to be a manager. So it'll be interesting. But I think in a way, it's a good time for him to come in because he can't do any worse in a way. He's just got to make the players feel better.
Ben, with the squad that he's got to work with, I've absolutely no idea at this stage if there'll be any more additions, be it on a short-term basis, a loan basis, a free transfer, whatever, by the weekend. Is there enough in that squad to go out and beat Doncaster?
Yes, I think so. It's not a bad squad. I think it's a little bit lopsided in the fact that they've got 5 strikers and they were only playing one, and they're obviously paying decent wages to these strikers. And then you look, they've got no right back. And they look a bit short in different areas. So I'm sure if Barry Ferguson was to stay longer, he'll be looking at that. But I think the players they've got, they're certainly capable. They've got some really good players there. Obviously, confidence has been a little bit low. And I think Barry Ferguson will probably try and play a bit more attractive, more attacking football. So, well, hopefully he does. And I'm sure the players will respond to that.
Tell you what will be interesting, that Barry Ferguson's going to have to play himself, isn't he? Because at the moment, he's the best player in the Blackpool team, that I'm told. At Barnsley at the weekend, he was the best player, that I'm told by people who were at the game. I wasn't there myself, I was with you. But there's not going to be anyone on the bench unless he brings someone in, is there?
Yeah, no, I never even thought about that. I suppose you're looking at the youth team where... is it John Murphy still there, maybe?
Yeah, Kieran Donnelly's still around in the youth team as well.
Yeah. I think possibly he'll know enough people in football that will be wanting a job that may be able to come in and help him short term. But it's something he's definitely going to have to look at immediately, really. Because, like you say, he's going to have to play himself because he's the best player. And I think it is tough to be a player manager, but I think he can carry it off, especially short term. And then I'm sure he'll look at things.
And you're looking forward to Saturday, Ben. You're part of our commentary team at Bloomfield Road.
Yeah, I am now. I think there was people were talking about protesting and this and that, but I think it's a lift for everyone, players, fans, everyone. They'll all be thinking, oh, fresh start. Let's go Saturday, see what we can do. It's a whole new beginning, and hopefully they can get a result, because I think Doncaster are definitely there for the beat. I know they had a good win the other day, but they're not particularly a great side, and Blackpool have already beaten them once this season. So I think a home game, I think the atmosphere will be fantastic. The fans will be brilliant, and hopefully it'll drive them on.